First, continue following the antiviral saga. You'll finally read the preliminary report of a study that randomized 1,063 COVID-19 patients to receive remdesivir or placebo. Remember, the data were pre-announced 3 weeks ago during a hastily arranged press conference in the wake of the publication of a study by Wang and collaborators who found no clinical benefit for remdesivir in a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled, multicenter trial, The Lancet, Wang 2020. The preliminary report, now published in the New England Journal of Medicine, suggests that remdesivir may shorten the time to recovery in hospitalized adults by a few days. Mortality was somewhat but not significantly lower in patients who received remdesivir. Afterwards, simulate three transmission modes including close contact, respiratory droplets and aerosol routes in naive HACE2 mice. Publish the cryo-electron microscopic structure of the SARS-CoV-2 RDRP in its active form. Evaluate different DNA vaccine candidates expressing different forms of the spike protein in 35 rhesus macaques in regard to neutralizing antibody titers. Discuss with your colleagues the administration of thymosin alpha-1 subcutaneous injections of 10 mg to 76 patients with severe COVID-19. Describe clinical characteristics, imaging findings, and outcomes among 24 patients who presented with acute hypoxemic respiratory failure. Explore why immunity passports are a bad idea. Present clinical data from 20,133 patients, admitted to or diagnosed in 208 acute care hospitals in the UK until April 19, and discuss overall mortality, 26%, and mortality of patients admitted to high dependency or intensive care units, 32%, and of those who received mechanical ventilation, 37%. Finally, investigate viral and host factors related to the clinical outcome of COVID-19. You'll find that up to now, different viral clades did not exhibit significant difference in clinical features, mutation rate, or transmissibility. However, lymphocytopenia, especially reduced CD4+ and CD8+ T cell counts, was predictive of disease progression. High levels of IL-6 and IL-8 during treatment were observed in patients with severe or critical disease and correlated with decreased lymphocyte count. The determinants of disease severity seemed to stem mostly from host factors such as age, lymphocytopenia, and its associated cytokine storm.